are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. Hey folks, welcome to the show. Whoever you are and wherever you are, all around this beautiful planet, thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome aboard. Now, let me say to our friends in Romania, Bună dimineața, let me tell you, there is some big, big UFO news. Coming out of Romania, it hit the news wires about 2 hours and 40 minutes ago. And we're going to talk about that, among other things, tonight. It's open line live tonight. That means we will talk about whatever is on your mind. But I really must get that news to you. It's just big news. And it's coming out of the defense ministry in Romania. So you probably, if you have an interest in UFOs, whether you live in Romania or not, you probably want to call your friends and family who have an interest in UFOs, because you don't want to miss this. Our good friend Stanton Friedman, you know, he comes on the show from time to time, and it's always a fascinating show when he's with us. He is in Kansas City, Missouri today and tomorrow, and he appeared today on the Fox affiliate, Channel 4, there in Kansas City, and they apparently ran a report about the conference he's speaking at. It's called Mysteries of the Universe Conference. And apparently, they did the story about the conference, just did a straight story. No ridicule and nonsense, and I'll have to check that further, but that's the report that I got. And if that's so, then I applaud them for being reporters and journalists rather than buffoons. And I think that's a good thing. Those of you who are in the Kansas City area need to know that Stanton Friedman will be speaking at the conference Saturday morning. That's in the morning, from 8:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Okay, now that doesn't mean he'll be speaking for that whole period of time. It means that during that period of time at the conference, he will be speaking. It's going to be at the Intrigue Park Palace Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri, and registration begins at 8 a.m., so you need to get over there and register and see Stanton Friedman and tell him that you heard about that right here on this show. All right? Tell him that you heard about it on The Kevin Smith Show. So go on over to the Intrigue Palace, what is it? Intrigue Park Palace Hotel, Kansas City, Missouri. Get registered in the morning. It starts at 8 a.m. And then you'll be able to spend the day enjoying all the conference speakers and exhibits and seminars. And you will get to hear Stanton Friedman, and perhaps you'll get to meet him and talk with him personally. If you haven't yet subscribed to the K-Files e-zine, be sure you do so right now, because We are going to begin sending it out. The first batch of them will go out tonight, all right, right after the show. So be sure, if you haven't subscribed to our free weekly newsletter, get over to kevinsmithshow.com and do that. We'll be back right after this with Open Line Live. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. All the night. Okay, folks, this is what you've been waiting for, your vacation of a lifetime. It awaits your arrival down under in beautiful and historic Hobart, Tasmania. And to make sure your holiday really is a dream come true, you'll be staying at the Bath Street Apartments. Here are just a few of the things that you'll enjoy in your home for the holidays. Stunning water and mountain views from all windows and from your own private balcony or veranda. Modern furnishings, a full modern kitchen with all new appliances, oven and hot plates, fat-free grill, full-size refrigerator, large-capacity microwave oven, cappuccino machine, dishwasher, and enough crockery, cutlery, and utensils to satisfy anyone's culinary desires. The lounge room has an extensive range of electronic home entertainment equipment, including, now get this, a big-screen TV, free digital satellite, pay TV on Foxtel AllStar with over 60 channels, DVD, video, wireless broadband connection, free local telephone calls from the in-room telephone with your own private telephone number so loved ones and friends can call you directly. The bathroom? Wow, the bathroom has a large spa bath, separate shower cubicle, ceiling-mounted heat lamp and fan and hair dryer, and it just gets better and better. Folks, you've got to see Bath Street Apartments, so click the banner over on the Kevin Smith Show website or just go to bathstreetapartments.com.au. Your dreams are awaiting your arrival. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to alienseekernews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today. I told you we have some big news, breaking news, actually, out of Romania, and we're going to get to that. But first, before we get to that, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you, have you thought about, now you, we talk about some of the, here on this show, I talk about some of the very exotic places that I've been, and some of you have been listening to this show since the days whenever I was broadcasting from overseas. So some of you have heard me broadcast from Kosovo. Some of you have heard me broadcast from Macedonia. You've heard me broadcast maybe from Italy. Or you've heard me from Darwin, Australia. Or you've heard me from East Timor. And there have been a couple of broadcasts from Thailand. One of them from the airport in Thailand. You could hear all the background noise and the kids crying and the announcements coming over the PA system there in the airport about what flights are loading and boarding and so forth. But what would you think about taking a sort of a magical mystery tour? What would you think about going with me to Thailand? And let me take you to some of the amazing sights that I've enjoyed. Would you be interested in that? Would you want to go? Well, we may do it. It was suggested to me that I expose you or give you the chance to be exposed to some of those things that I talk about. Some of those places that I talk about. And I said, well, I don't know. I will ask the audience. I will ask the listeners. It's like a family. And I'll just ask and see what's your response. Would you be interested? Now, if you think you would be interested, I don't have anything put together on this yet. I just want to know if you're interested. If you think you would be, send me an email. Use our contact page, all right? And on the contact page, you know, where you select the subject, just select other, all right? And let me know what you think. If we did this, it would probably be October or November. And it would be at a time when there are lots of neat things happening in Thailand, all right? So if you want to do that, let me know. Now, I told you about breaking news in Romania. And I told you that I was going to share that with you, so here it is. The Romanian Defense Ministry has confirmed that one of their fighter planes has been struck by four unidentified flying objects, and they have released a video of the incident. Lieutenant Colonel Nicolae Grigorie, I know I didn't say that right, but he said the video recorded by cameras on board the plane shows two of these four objects. And he said they're solid bodies. They're not translucent, not transparent. They're solid bodies. And he said that, you know, they've been working on trying to figure out what it was that struck the plane. Now, this event, the event actually happened in October the 31st of 2007. And since that time, it's been under investigation. They've been trying to determine what is it that struck their plane. And the answer so far is it's not rockets. It's not ground artillery. It's not meteors. It's not birds because the plane was way too high for birds. It's not pieces of ice. It's not any of the things that normally get trotted out as explanations. And so, what is it? Well, they're saying, we don't know. It's on the video. We don't know what it was. But four unidentified flying objects hit the plane. Now, the plane did not crash. It was a MiG-21 Lancer, and it did not crash. It was able to land safely, and this report hit the news wire about 2 hours and 30 minutes before airtime. Now, the incident itself is pretty astounding. And there's video of it, video taken by the onboard cameras. So, and I haven't seen the video yet. I don't think it's been posted out there yet, but it may. They may, you know, somebody may get a hold of this and get it posted up on YouTube or something. But right now, that video has not been posted yet, to the best of my knowledge. So I haven't seen it. But here you have the Ministry of Defense in Romania, who is, they are saying, and this is what's, I mean, the incident is astounding. But what's really interesting to me about this is from the highest levels of the Romanian military, from the highest levels, they are saying, we have a fighter plane that was struck by four UFOs. We have video of it. We don't know what it was. We have investigated it. We're still trying to figure it out. And but here it is. These UFOs struck our plane. Now, that's what's interesting about this. You know, just probably... a few weeks ago, a few months ago, a report like that would never, ever have hit the news wires. Remember that meeting that was supposed to have taken place on February the 12th? February the 12th at the UN. Remember that? And remember I said, you know, we've been calling it an alleged meeting. But it seems like that the reported agenda of that meeting has begun to be implemented. Well, here it is. It sounds like it is being implemented. The report said the United Nations, there was a sort of secret meeting at the United Nations in New York City where a handful of representatives from various countries. And these were mainly military people in their civilian clothes, I guess you could say. But they had this meeting. I mean, that's the way I understand the report. And they had this meeting, and they discussed the wave of UFO incidents that the world seems to be undergoing. And they discussed how to best go about doing UFO disclosure and disclosing to the public that, in fact, there are intelligent extraterrestrials. And so that's what the meeting was about. And they came up with the idea that they have to, you know, slowly acclimate the public to the idea that extraterrestrials exist. And since that time, there have been several big developments that you would not have expected prior to such an agenda being implemented. Now, can I prove that they're actually implementing that agenda? No, I can't, but it sure looks like it. And this report that I just talked about, this report seems to be in that category, doesn't it? Because here you have the defense ministry of Romania, the highest military levels of that government, coming out and saying, you know what, last year, October 31st, 2007, four UFOs collided with one of our planes. We've been looking at it, we've been investigating, we've been researching, and we don't know what these things are. But we caught two of them on video. I think the fact that this report has come out is very significant. I think it's a very, very important, significant milestone. And it may signal that there is going to be this agenda that was talked about, you know, as being at that meeting. It may signal that this agenda is being implemented. It may confirm that it's being implemented. It certainly makes it appear that it is being implemented. So big news in Romania. Big news in Romania. All right, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, yes, it's Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. Sorry I missed you last night. My father got married yesterday, so I was a little bit busy.
Well, he's got my sincere sympathies.
Well,
I say that in jest. He has my congratulations.
No, I give him my sympathies already. But I wanted to talk to you about that picture that's on your website. What's that about?
Well, that's about that show last night.
Oh, no, I missed the show last night.
Oh, and you didn't listen to it today in the latest shows, huh?
No, I was a little bit busy later today. So.
Well, what that is an example. If you that's a picture of a mine here in Arizona. Mm-hmm. It's an aerial photograph of a mine, and the left side is in full focus. On the right side, the photographer blurred it and then sharpened it just a little bit. And he did it as an example to show that when you look at these photographs of the moon, or you look at these photographs of Mars, you're looking at very likely real construction. And he did it just as an example so your eye can see the difference. Here's a place on Earth. We know it exists. Here's what it looks like in full focus. Here's what it looks like if you blur it just a little bit and then sharpen it just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's just to sort of get your eye trained to looking at these things.
Yeah, and I saw that the picture of Titan there, the one where the one guy said that this guy that, you know, he's an airline pilot. He said when he looked at that picture without telling him that it was Titan. He said, "What does that look like?" And the guy said, "Well, that's an airport." And then the guy was told, "Well, that's on Titan." The guy said, "I don't care if it was on Mars. That's an airport."
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said, and so I guess it's not just the moon and Mars we have to look at, but pretty much every solid body in our solar system I think we'd have to look at for some anomalies.
He said, he pointed out where the tower was.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's the tower, and he said, and I got to tell you, that's a tall tower. He said, you know, I'm used to looking at things from the air, and he said, that is a very tall tower.
So... Anyway, Kev, I'll let you go.
All right.
By the way, with Romania there, you know what I think? I think the aliens are saying, well, since the United States and Canada aren't coming out with the information, maybe we'll look elsewhere. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, we'll just give them a little bump and run here.
Okay, have a good night, Kev.
All right, thanks for the call. 1-800-289-1092 is the telephone number. It's toll-free throughout all the United States and Canada. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and open up the Skype line. We had some problems with that last night, and it was, I tried to get it to open. It wouldn't open. It just hung up. By hung up, I mean it just stalled. So, you know, I'm really not sure what the problem was, but we tried. It appears to have opened properly, so if you're outside of the United States, if you're outside of Canada, you can use Skype to call in. You simply open your Skype software and use this address, kevin.smith.show. All right? So what do you think about this story out of Romania? This was a MiG-21. This is not the latest, greatest MiG. But it's a serious fighter plane, and in October of last year, this MiG was in a collision with four UFOs and was able to land. It didn't destroy it, and that's why I kind of said it tongue in cheek, but I mean it. It appears that the UFOs just sort of gave. The MiG-21, a little bump and run there, and just sort of, hello. They caught it on video. The onboard video cameras caught two of these objects on video. And the defense ministry in Romania is officially saying, we don't know. We don't know what these things are. Here's the video. So what do you think about that? Don't you think that's kind of an interesting... I mean, the incident is interesting all by itself. One has to wonder, what was the interest? For what reason were the UFOs interested in this MiG-21? I mean, were these, you know, maybe these UFOs were like extraterrestrial student drivers, you know? And they, you know, just couldn't control the UFO as well as you would expect, and they kind of had those little collisions up there. I mean, it raises all kinds of questions. Or maybe they just wanted to bump into this plane a little bit and say, look, this is not imaginary. See, what happened down in Mexico was the Mexican Air Force had a plane that was being paced by 11 UFOs. Now, they couldn't see these UFOs. They were not bright lights in the sky. These could only be seen on radar and on the infrared cameras that were on board the plane. And there were 11 of them. They flew alongside. At times, they flew in front of the plane. Then they came around behind the plane and back around the side again. And so, you know, what happened down there was when the Ministry of Defense in Mexico decided to release that video, he had all kinds of people saying, oh, they saw bright lights in the sky. Maybe these were meteors. And you know, what horseradish. They didn't see anything with their eyes. It was on their radar and their infrared. So maybe the ETs decided with the Romanians, all right, we're going to show them that these are not imaginary things happening out here. We're just going to bump this plane a little bit so they'll know for sure we were here. Could be. You never, never know. It could be. All right. Let me ask the Skype caller to hang on just a moment. And on the telephone, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Tim from New Hampshire. How you doing, Kevin? Hey, I just done a Google search on that Romania UFO, and it is, there is a video on it. There's a couple of YouTube videos on it now.
Okay, the video, you said the video is now up on YouTube?
Yes, sir. Well, actually, I done a Google video search. I mean, excuse me, I done a Google search, Romania UFO, and the first site you come to will have both the YouTube and their video on it, and they do show it.
Well, what does it look like?
Well, it's hard to tell. They got it on what appears to be a some sort of radar screen from the airplane, and they have a red circle on that. And you do see two solid objects. Can't tell what they are, but they definitely do have the video up. Just a Google video search on Romania UFO, and that's what I come up with.
All right, now, are you sure that's the same incident?
Absolutely. It was October 30th of 2007, MiG-20, same thing you just said.
Yeah. Well, the report says October 31st, 2007, and it's a MiG-21.
Right. Sorry, I didn't. All right. It was a MiG-21, October, I think they said 30th, though, on that site.
Okay. Well, either the report out of the Romanian news organization had the date wrong, or the people.
Well, Tim Mason has it wrong.
Yeah, it could be, but then again, if it happened on October the 31st there, that would have been October the 30th here.
Oh, it could be then.
Yeah, it could be the time difference.
Like,
yeah.
Like I said, I just pushed, all they've done is Romania UFO, and it's the first site they come up, and it had a couple of YouTube videos, and it also had another type of video up there.
All right. Thanks very much for the call. We're into a break, and let me ask our caller on Skype, are you willing to hang on through the break?
Yes, Kevin.
All right. We'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Kevin Smith Show, Open Line Live, Friday night. right, we are back. It's Open Line Live Friday night here at the Kevin Smith Show. And let's go to Skype, and we have a caller from Australia, I believe. Is this Tony?
Yes, Kevin. A big good day from the land down on...
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm delighted you called. What's happening in Australia?
Yes, well, I'm just listening to what I'm showing, and I thoroughly, absolutely, thoroughly enjoyed that. It's a mind blower on the moon and for Mars, and God knows.
Yeah, Tony, let me tell you.
In our solar system.
Let me tell you something, Tony. You're breaking up really bad. Are you doing anything else on your computer at the moment?
No, I'm not. Hang on. I'll just completely shut the player down. That might be a bit better now, Kevin. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay, she's
much better.
I had it paused, but now I shut it completely down. Yes, last night, mate, was an absolute mind blower. Of course, Skype wasn't working properly, so I couldn't really jump on and give a comment. But no, excellent show. And for this Romanian UFOs, that, again, mate, is absolutely amazing. Actually bumping an aircraft, I tell you what, they're not backwards and coming forwards, yes.
Yeah, it certainly seems as if whoever is driving those things has decided that, by golly, you're going to admit we're here. That's what it seems like to me.
Most definitely. Also, with the Skype at the moment, I'd just like to just say a quick little comment to all the listeners all over the world here. Come on, guys and girls. Look, I can't be the only one that's going to be using this system. Really, it's an excellent system. Kevin has done an amazing job to set it up the way he has set it up. And if somebody's on there now saying, look, I can't get on, I haven't got a microphone, I can't talk. Well, I'm sorry, that's not going to cut the chase, because all you need is a set of old headphones, plug them in the back of your microphone socket, and talk into the headphones, because right now, that is what I'm using, a set of headphones. You're kidding me. No, I'm not kidding, Kevin. You only need a set of headphones.
Wow. Wow, exactly. I had not even thought of that. So you've just got a set of headphones plugged into the mic jack, and you're speaking into the headphones.
Speaking into the headphones, that's all you need. I've got a proper microphone, but I thought, no, by good, I'll try it and see if it works. And the previous night I spoke to you, and tonight, that's what I'm using.
Wow.
Is headphones. So that's no excuse not to have a microphone.
All right. Well, thanks for that information. You know, we have a lot of listeners in Australia.
Yes.
And
I know you do.
I would love to hear from them. Look, they may not know the Skype software is free. The service is free. And you just go over to Skype, that's SKYPE.com, and download it, install it. And then all you have to do is type in my address, if you will, my phone number, which is kevin.smith.show, and that will get you here.
Exactly. Straight to you, no problems whatsoever. Also, for the listeners, Kevin, I have got another web address, if I'm allowed to give it out, for the listeners to have a bit of a look-see, if it's possible.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's called Banana TV, as B-A-N-A-N-A, TV, UFO. Now, this a series of documents, a series of little snippets, video snippets, all on UFOs in Australia. A chap by the name of Bill Chalker hosts the show, and it is absolutely rich and full of information. So it's just Banana TV, UFO, and it'll keep them there for hours going through having a look at all the little video snippets.
Okay, now is that bananatv.ufo?
No, just Banana TV, UFO, and it'll bring it straight up.
Wow. Okay. I'll have to check that out myself. I have not had Bill Chalker on the show, but I am familiar with Bill Chalker. So,
a very intelligent man.
I'll have to check that out. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
No problems, Kevin. You have a good night, and hopefully we'll talk to you later on, mate.
All right. All right, folks, that's Tony from Australia. And the way I knew that was because with Skype, it shows me the person's name, and it shows me what country they're calling from. So if you happen to live outside the USA, or you live outside of Canada, all right, we have a toll-free number for USA and Canada. It's 1-800-289-1092. But if you live outside of that area, you can give me a call on Skype, and it doesn't cost you anything. How about that? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling? Well, let's try this again. All right, there you are. Hi, your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Ryan in Washington State.
Yeah, Ryan.
Hey, I found a great site. As far as that Romania video, there's a very amazing video of that on this. The site is rufon.org. It's like mufon.org, except rufon.org, and that's the Romanian UFO network. And I scrolled down and I started watching one of their videos, and they have a lot of gun camera videos and some radar videos on there of this object, and it's pretty incredible.
What does the object look like?
The first one they showed, there were three of them. There's several on there. You have to go through it and watch it, but they have a radar image. They have a few other of the actual plane running into the object, and the radar image shows three objects, and they're moving. There's another video. They show about five or six different videos on there.
All right, now when the plane runs into the object, can you see the object?
Yeah, it's a circular object, it looks like.
Okay, now circular, do you mean like the standard UFO elliptical object, or do you mean like a sphere, like a ball?
Hard to tell from the video. It could be from the distance, but I mean, I just wanted to give out the name of that site. Everybody can check it out. It's got the videos on there that you're talking about. But anyway, it's been a great week of shows you've had here. You had a really interesting week. I really enjoyed listening this week.
Well, thank you.
The guests that you had on, and I guess. I think if there's anybody in Romania that's listening, maybe with the military over there, I really think you should come out and let people talk to the people. It's not gonna, you know. I think it'll go nice and smoothly if they did. And if there's anybody in Romania that wants to call in to the show, I think they should call in and talk about anything they've seen in the sky.
Well, I think they should, and they can use Skype to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right. 1-800-289-1092 is the number to call. Very amazing news. As I say, this just hit the news wires about 2.5 hours before showtime tonight. All right. Now, the incident happened October 2007. But the defense ministry in Romania just released today that information, and it hit the news wires about 2.5 hours before the show. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Trey in Atlanta.
Hey, Trey.
Hey. Yeah, listen, I want to first mention to everyone out in Australia that there's a... If you've definitely got at least a couple of guys I've heard of, maybe more, that do good documentaries, and I saw one of them was a lady, I believe it was out in rural Australia, I'm not sure, maybe all of Australia is rural almost, and she said it was some kind of orb, and the orb pulled over the river or lake in which she lived nearby, and a beam went down into the water, and it was, you could see water going up into the object. And then the water, it kept doing that. And then finally at the end, it shot the water back into the lake, a river. And obviously it looked like it was maybe just taking something out, or just taking out the hydrogen out of the water and dropping it back in or something. But I thought that was neat, and that was in Australia. As far as these videos go, this is Yeah, this is just more disclosure. This is like it could have been something. I mean, what are the odds, Kevin, of some pilot getting hit by four UFOs and then living to talk about it? They're not very good. I'm with you. This could definitely be maybe staged, or, you know, them doing it and making sure the pilot wasn't harmed, just to, you know, maybe forcing disclosure.
But, yeah, a little bump and run to say, look, you can't say this guy was hallucinating.
No.
You can't say these were flares. We bumped the plane. There's dents in it. Now go figure it out.
Yeah. And there's another video of a Soviet MiG. Well, everybody's looking at YouTube now. While you're over there, type in a Soviet MiG you chases UFOs, and it has a picture of the MiGs going up chasing after objects. And this guy actually got video from the cockpit of the two objects which is chasing, and then they merge as one object on film. You're like, you actually watch it happen. And I remember seeing this in a documentary, but the documentary did not have this exact viewpoint that YouTube has now, and I thought that was a pretty neat one. I don't have time, Kevin. I was going to miss something because I didn't want it to go away, and that was that their object they've been looking for 50 years they had found, but they never told us what it was. The article that came out in the Nature magazine about the supernova, and just happened to be looking in the right area for that because we were watching this one area. And they said that area, you know, had more supernova. They had seen like four in the last 10 years, which...
Yeah, you're talking about an event that happened subsequent to that press release.
Well, yeah, well, I'm talking about what they did was they timed the press release of that, we've been looking for the object 50 years, they timed that to come out right before this. Now, this thing happened in January. This article in this Nature magazine didn't come out till June. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying they timed the release about the object, and then they had that little article about supernova from 85 next to it to confuse you, and they timed it along with this article in Nature magazine, and you can't tell me that it took them 4 months to get this stuff in Nature magazine. This is a weekly magazine. They could have had this out a lot sooner, but, you know, maybe they wanted to time it this way. But that's all I'm saying is they never, in any article, addressed the object that they've been looking for since the beginning of NASA.
Okay, you're right. Confusing it is, and we are into a break. Trey, thanks for the call, man. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this with Open Line Live Friday night.
Somebody find my phone. You see, I don't remember nothing. I just found myself alone. Somebody needs to help me. Cause now I ducked out on a limb. Yeah, with nothing to protect me. Give you more than what you
somebody tell my baby. And I'm lonely, even though. And I've been calling her all day. But she won't pick up the phone. And now you're telling me that I need to give you more. That ain't what you said just the night before. I don't remember what happened back then.
Get it all. Become a member at KevinSmithShow.com.
It's Open Line Live Friday night here at the Kevin Smith Show. That means we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. I brought some things to the table, as I always do, but you can bring whatever you want. We'll talk about what's on your mind as long as it's not politics, all right? We'll talk about whatever's on your mind. So far, what we've talked about has been primarily this amazing story coming out of Romania from the Ministry of Defense over there. About four UFOs bumping into one of their fighter planes, a MiG-21, happened back in October of 2007. They've investigated every which way possible and cannot come to a determination or an explanation for what those things are. It was caught on video from the cameras on board the plane. We've had some people calling in talking about those being posted now up on the internet. But to me, I mean, it's an amazing incident, but to me, the really amazing thing is they've had this story all along, and now they've decided we're going to just make it public and release the video, and people can think what they want to think about it. We don't know what it is. And I applaud them for doing that. But what's interesting is that, you know, it seems to be part of a new pattern around the world of releasing UFO information. I think it's interesting. Maybe it's coincidental, but I think it's interesting, and it appears that the agenda that was talked about in that meeting at the UN, or what was reported anyway, to be the agenda talked about at the reported meeting, It seems that agenda is in play. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Ryan again. I'm sorry to call back again.
All right.
Second time. I'm watching that video, and there's a part where they circle, with the red circle, they circle two objects, and I don't know if this video is coming out of the front of the or the back, but they come up. And they have, and if you push pause, I'm going to analyze this photo or this video with and determine, see if you can get a better. But there's two objects there. They do not appear to be circular. They actually, one of them looks disc-like. So this is a pretty good video that you found here.
All right. Well, and that's at rufon.org.
Yeah, and if you watch the second video down, just as soon as you see a big red circle, you push pause, you can see two objects there.
Okay.
Who knows what they are? I'm not ready to say I know what they are, but thanks for bringing the story out.
Well, it's rather an amazing story, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think people should just remain calm. I like your previous caller, but I think he just needs to take a breath of air every once in a while and just relax. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, it's exciting when news like this comes out. Ryan, thank you for the call. Very interesting. All right, we're going to go to Skype and our caller on Skype. Are you with me?
Yes, I am, Kevin.
All right. Who am I speaking to and from where?
Andrew from Australia.
All right.
Kevin?
All right, Andrew. Let me get you to close the player so that your Skype won't be skipping.
Okay, my player is actually closed, so there's nothing else running.
All right.
No.
All right, you sound okay now. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Cornelia, I've just been looking at the video regarding the MiG-21, and yeah, it looks like it was a little bit more than a tap. It looks like the canopy has been smashed and substantial damage has been done to the side of the plane. So I wouldn't have liked to be the pilot when the UFO decided to give him a bit of a nudge.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one thing about it, there's no denying it happened. They can't say he hallucinated.
No, I think all this sort of stuff that's coming out now, the Pandora's box has been opened with the UN leaking that little bit of information out. If it was supposed to have been leaked out, I think it was, you know, it was more than a coincidence that it was actually leaked out of there. But
yeah, I think so. Well, let me ask you a question now. What part of Australia are you in?
I'm in New South Wales, and Tony's probably not too far away from me. I put a little article actually on your forum for Tony, and it actually mentioned Rex and Heather Gilroy. And when Tony was on there last time, he mentioned the same people.
How far
I don't
are you,
think you would have got a chance to look at the forum.
How far are you from Melbourne?
I'm about 1,000 kilometers from Melbourne.
You're a good distance. You're cross-country from Melbourne. Okay, in a few minutes, I'm going to be talking about an event, a UFO thing that took place just outside of Melbourne on June 3rd. So it may be something you've heard of, may not be, but I'm going to be talking about that actually when we come back from our next break. And it's quite an interesting thing that happened there. It sounds like the UFO drivers are getting a little more bold. Andrew, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.
All right, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where? I don't do that. If you call in, you get put on hold. And the way you know you're on hold is you can hear the show in the background. If you can hear that, don't do that to me, okay? All right. That's a good way to get yourself blocked. All right? 1-800-289-1092 is the number to call. 1-800-289-1092. It's toll-free throughout the USA and Canada. And if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can use Skype and you can call us on Skype. You just simply type in this address on Skype. And remember, if you're inside the USA or Canada and you Skype in, it shows me that you're in the USA. It shows me that you're in Canada, and we don't answer that call. Please use the toll-free number for that, 1-800-289-1092. We reserve Skype for people who can't use our toll-free number, all right? We have all kinds of stuff blowing in here from California. All kinds of pollen that we're not used to out here in the desert. And it absolutely kills my sinuses, so I once in a while have to turn that mic off and cough. I'm sure you don't want to hear me cough. What do you think about this idea? It was suggested to me by one of our listeners, who is a friend of mine, a personal friend of mine, but suggested that, you know, we talk about here on the show all of these exotic places that I've been, and the show has originated from there. And he said, well, you know, why don't you just put together a little trip, a tour, and just take people that are in the audience that want to go, they can go with you and go to some of these exotic places. Well, some of the best stuff I've seen, the most exotic stuff that I've seen, is in Thailand. Now, if that one goes well, we'll put together one for East Timor. That's not just your normal tourist place, all right? If we do East Timor, that you've got to be ready for some rugged living. And I mean, you know, if you think you're going to stay in hotels, that won't happen in East Timor. You got to be ready for an expedition. But Thailand, we can stay in nice hotels and see some really exotic, mysterious stuff, and enjoy probably one of the best foreign vacations outside of the U.S., outside of Canada, that you will ever be able to take. I mean, it's we can see things that will leave you in awe. So what do you think about that? If you think that's a good idea, and I'm not trying to get people signed up for this, all right? I just want to know if you think that's a good idea and if you would be interested in pursuing that. And if so, you need to send me an email. Send it using our contact form on the website, kevinsmithshow.com. And let me know if you think that is something that you would be interested in pursuing. And if we have enough people that are interested in that, then I will pursue it and we'll put it together. I just kind of exploratory right now, you know, just want to know what you think. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a UFO incident that happened in Australia on June the 3rd. Pretty weird one. We'll be back right after this.
You're a universal. call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
Welcome back. It is Open Line Live here at the Kevin Smith Show, and we'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. Now, maybe we've had a guest on that you'd like to discuss, or maybe we've had a topic that was brought up by a guest and you'd like to discuss. Maybe you tried to call in and you were not able to get in while we had that guest with us, but you had something on your mind you wanted to comment on. Well, now's the time. Open Line Live, 1-800-289-1092. If you're outside of the toll-free area, which is the USA and Canada, Skype in, all right? Doesn't matter where you are. You can be in Morocco. You can be in Germany. You can be in Taiwan. You can be in Vietnam, Thailand, Romania, Spain, wherever it is. If you're listening to this show live, you can Skype in and talk to us, all right? And you do that by downloading and installing free software from Skype, skype.com. And then once you've got it installed, you type in kevin.smith.show, and you'll get here. In Australia, this is being reported out of Melbourne, June the 3rd, and listen to the opening paragraph here. Looks like aliens from outer space are no longer restricted to the movies and cartoons. That is a really good lead line. Because what they're saying is, we're not going to make fun of this. That's what that means. Looks like aliens from outer space are no longer restricted to the movies and cartoons. Well, they never really were. You know that. They never were restricted to movies and cartoons except by the media. So what they're saying here is that's not what we're going to do anymore. And then they go on to explain, they say, an elderly couple has claimed that they had a close encounter with an unidentified flying object, a UFO, while traveling along a highway in Australia. And then they just give the report. They don't do any of the ha-ha-ha, he-he-he, foolish nonsense that major media around the world has done. And I have to say, more so in the USA than anywhere else that I've noticed. That's my opinion. The USA media has been the dumbest, silliest, nonsensical media of the whole planet on this subject, in my opinion. And my opinion carries weight with nobody but me, but it's my opinion. But here in this report, the media out of Australia is saying that we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to make fun of it. And I think that's important. I think that's a major step forward. So this elderly couple, the husband is 70, his wife 69. They were returning to their home, their hometown of Elliott, following a trip to Queensland on May 30th, when they say that a UFO swooped them as they drove along the Barclay Highway. They estimated that this object was about 6 meters wide. Now, that would be about 18 feet wide. And it said it passed the vehicle with such speed that its slipstream forced their Mazda sedan into the middle of the road. Now, you know about what we're talking about here with a slipstream, right? You know that what we're talking about is the like if there's a big 18-wheel rig, a tractor trailer rig going down the highway, and it passes you, there is sort of a vortex and a vacuum behind it that just sort of sucks you off to the side. You know, it sort of sucks your car over to the side a little bit as it goes past. Well, that's what they're talking about. And they said that the slipstream forced their Mazda sedan into the middle of the road. Now, they were traveling west, and they were about 55 kilometers east of the Three Ways Roadhouse. So for those of you in Australia, you may know where that is. It was broad open daylight, 4 p.m., and they saw a dark, silvery flash, and they heard a loud sound as it passed. They described it, the wife said that she saw sort of a flash beneath the sun visor, and then heard a loud whoosh as it passed over. She said she actually thought that it hit the car, but there were no marks. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important, again, because it's a UFO doing something to force people to notice. And then it's the press not ridiculing and making fun of it. Now, this was on June the 3rd that this report came out. It actually happened, when was it? Right at the end of May, May 30th. So it's next to the last day of May, and you have a UFO that does something that is like undeniable. All right, it does something that says, "Hey, I'm here," and then you have the press reporting it in a reasonable, rational manner, just giving the details. There is not 1 ounce of ridicule in this report. And this comes from the ANI agency, news agency. I think it's a major development. We've got two major developments in the news about UFOs happening. The news is happening in June. Now, in February, it's reported to us that there was a secret meeting back at the UN, and that this meeting, this is not, you know, the full General Assembly, this is not the Security Council, it's just a working group sort of meeting, all right? And this is what got reported. Dr. Michael Sala is the one that reported it, and we've dealt with this a whole bunch right here on this show. We even had the two primary guys who had contact with the source inside the UN. They were on the show. That was Sean and Clay Pickering. Remember that show? Now, that was reported, and it was reported that there was an agenda, and the agenda for the meeting included discussion of UFOs and extraterrestrials, and it included putting together a plan for disclosure of UFOs and extraterrestrials to the world's population. And part of that agenda said we need to be more open. The governments need to start disclosing some of this, and we need to acclimate people to the idea that extraterrestrials are among us, and they're real, and they're here, they're among us. After that, we started seeing sort of an amazing progression of things, didn't we? We started seeing, for instance, the Ministry of Defense in England says, okay, we're going to release all of our UFO files over the next 3-year period. Then the Vatican comes out with a statement that says, you know what? The possibility of UFOs and or of extraterrestrials the possibility that they exist does not violate anything in our theology. It does not violate anything in the Bible. It's okay if you believe in extraterrestrials. And, you know, if you ever meet one, you should think of this extraterrestrial as simply being our extraterrestrial brother because, well, after all, God created him too. And by the way, that little problem we had with Galileo, don't worry about that. That's never going to happen again. So that was a big, big deal coming out of the Vatican. It's a statement made by the director of the Vatican Observatory, who is himself a Catholic priest. And then, you know, you have after that, you've got in, where was that, Brazil? I think it was Brazil. You have the... Yeah, it was Brazil. You have one of the top generals. I was just checking to make sure I was correct here. One of the top generals coming out and saying, you know what? It's time for full UFO disclosure. It's time for full UFO disclosure. And he made that statement to A.J. Givard, who is sort of the Brazilian version of the head of their version of MUFON. He's like the top UFO investigator there. And so that happened. And then you've got the Romanian Defense Ministry coming out today and saying, one of our fighter jets got bumped by four UFOs. We don't know what it is. We've examined it. We've studied it. We've researched it. We don't know what that is. But here's the video. And then you've got this incident down in Australia that actually happened on May 30th, where a UFO swoops down, goes right above a car, so close to it that the slipstream, the air vortex behind it, pulled the little car into the middle of the road. And let me back up and say, the Romanian story gets reported by the media straight and without ridicule. The Australian UFO incident gets reported by the media straight and with no ridicule. Furthermore, what's interesting in that one, in the Australian report, is the opening line sort of sends signals that, hey, you know what, we're not going to be ridiculing people anymore. And I quote again, looks like aliens from outer space are no longer restricted to the movies and cartoons. And then it goes on with a report. As I said, it never was restricted to the movies and cartoons, except by the media. But they're giving a signal, just as the Vatican gave a signal. The Vatican gave a signal in what they said. You know that little problem with Galileo? Well, that's not going to happen again. What they're saying is there's not going to be any persecution or ridicule from the church. If you say that you think extraterrestrials are real, and if you happen to meet one, you should treat that extraterrestrial as simply an extraterrestrial brother. So they're giving a huge signal there. And then the press is giving a huge signal in this Australian story. The Australian press is giving a signal. Looks like aliens from outer space are no longer restricted to the movies and cartoons. You know, what they're saying is we're not going to make fun of this anymore. Now, I think these are really significant things that have happened since that so-called alleged February meeting at the UN. I think it indicates that meeting is not alleged. I think the meeting must have taken place, because it certainly appears the agenda is afoot. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Yes, Brent.
I'm just kind of curious to see what will happen in the United States media. They've been spending a lot of time ridiculing. I just wonder if they're going to be able to turn around, turn things around and save face.
Well, I don't know. It may be too late to even save subscribers. But I will say this. There have been reports in American media that are much, much, much more responsible and less ridiculous since that February meeting.
I'll have to look around and see what happens. Okay, bye.
All right, Brent, thank you, and I appreciate that call. Those of you that experienced a little bit of dropout on the audio, that's on this end of the equation, all right? We got that fixed. All right, let's go to our caller on Skype, and Tony from Australia. Tony, what's on your mind?
Yes, Kevin. Sorry to call again, mate. Now, the first time, first news about that Melbourne incident, actually, there was one going back about 1984, 85. I don't know if you ever heard of it. I think it was on the Nullarbor Plains. That's our famous stretch of road. It travels from, to the top end near Darwin. It goes for about 1,000 kilometres. There was a family back in, I think, 84, 83, in a little Ford Telstar, and it was late at night, that actually physically got their car picked up off the ground by a UFO that actually looked like, believe it or not, a big light bulb, they described it as. It lifted the car about, oh, I think, a metre or 2 metres off the ground and dropped it. They all got out of the car and run for it. And the thing sat there and hovered for a couple of minutes and just took off in a blinding flash of light. Now, that's going way back. But incidentally, that car, I think it was Trey, I'm not too sure, he was four or five callers back, was talking about that spherical object that actually sucked the water up out of rural New South Wales. That's the second encounter to that one. The first one was back in 1995 in Sydney. There was a spherical craft. I think it was the size of about 20 metres, 30 metres. It was perfectly round. And over 100 witnesses had seen this thing suck the water up out of one of the Warragamba Dam, which is the main reservoir for Sydney. It supplies all of Sydney with the water. And this thing was seen for about 2 hours. And it was taking water up and then shooting it back down, taking it up and shooting it back down, then decided to move to the south. And I think it was witnessed for about 2 to 3 hours, and then disappeared, and there was no more seen of it at all. But there was quite a few incidents that are happening in Australia along the same lines as the Melbourne one. For Andrew, I can't seem to get on the forum at the moment, Kevin. So if it's possible, I'll give out my email address if he likes to get in contact with me. Is that okay?
Why don't we do this? Because it's up to you, but once you give it out on this show, you may have to close that email address.
I'm fully aware of it, mate.
All over the world.
It's part of a... Oh, sorry?
There are people all over the world listening, and some of them have nefarious intentions. Look, you have to understand that 99% of the people that listen to the show love it. There are people listening to the show who would love to close it down, and you may get some of that email. Why don't you do this? Send me an email with your contact information, and if Andrew will contact me and send me an email and tell me that he wants to get in touch with you, I'll simply forward that to him.
Oh, mate, thank you very, very much for that. Much appreciated, Kevin. And, yes, well, with Andrew too, by the way, Andrew, your Skype comes through 100%, mate, loud and clear. For the rest of the world, come on, guys and girls, get in on Skype, because as I said before, it's a fantastic program. Use it, because if you don't use it, we could lose it. And personally, I like talking to Kevin this way. I hate the flash messages. If I got the chance to talk to you like this, Kevin, more the better, mate. Anyway, I'll back on out. Thanks very much, and talk to you later on.
All right. Thank you so much, Tony, for that call. All right, folks. We have Skype available, and I urge you to use it. And we also have our toll-free number available, 1-800-289-1092. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kev, this is Tim from New Hampshire again. I did want to say it is kind of odd that they are bringing more out on the news. A couple of weeks ago, they done a Dateline thing. Dateline was kind of skeptical. You know, they had their fair share of skeptics on. But then you also had the Larry King on the Stan Womack and the Jeff Peckman video. So not only are they just showing UFOs now, but they're also getting the idea used to the aliens. I live 20 minutes down the road from the most infamous, I suppose, that would be Benny Barney Hill in 1965. They haven't been back since, but I mean the UFOs. we don't see them much around here. We don't hear much around here about that. But listening to you, and you're going over your list of things from the Vatican to the disclosure on February 12th through 14th, and seeing these Larry King doing this thing on this alien in the window, is still subject to scrutiny, but nevertheless, it sounded like a pretty decent report that he done. He didn't sound biased in any direction. The Dateline sounded a little bit more biased, so it seems like there is more and more on the news every day. And that's all I wanted to say. I mean, I'm listening to you, it's just kind of bringing this stuff out, you know, and I'm watching this, and like I said, I mean, ours is the state that I'm in. It has the oldest, probably the most notorious one. That would be Benny and Barney Hill in 1965 up at Franconia Notch, New Hampshire. I'm about 20 minutes from there, so.
Yeah, now did you, when that was going on, the Betty and Barney Hill thing, did you get into researching it or anything like that at that time, or were you not even interested?
Not at that time. I was too young. But I do remember being very young, and around about that time, there was a lot of things going on in New Hampshire at the time, because we had a Pease Air Force Base, and we had different bases around, which we do not have any further. So it does seem to be, to me, I mean, watching this stuff, it seems to be military connected. In other words, if there is a military base in the area, it seems to be a subject of great interest. Or more sightings, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we had a Portsmouth Naval Shipyard, I think they're closed down, and we had a the air base, Pease Air Force Base, and that shut down. So pretty much, I mean, you don't hear much about that around here. But like you said, I mean, more and more stuff's coming out on the news. Larry King, I mean, he was very serious, and he didn't sound like he was joking around with these people when he was interviewing about the Jeff Beckman and the Stan Womack.
So. All right, let me ask you this. Do you detect a difference, a sort of shift in the way the media is handling this now?
Absolutely, with the exception of that Dateline thing that they had a couple of weeks ago. I mean,
yeah.
Like I said, they seemed to have their overabundance of skeptics when they were doing the thing. It sounds, you know, like the same old thing. Anytime they've done anything on UFOs or sightings or stuff like that, they always had the heavy side against it, or you know, reasoning it out, you know, swamp gas, whatever. Which is the kind of the feel I got from the Dateline show the other day. I mean, a couple weeks ago. But there's been more stuff, you know, like I said, with this Larry King thing, and this has all been after the February 12th through 14th date.
Yeah, it has.
Interesting. I definitely see, a more and more of it being in the media and on a more serious base.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, and tell everybody you know to listen to the Kevin Smith Show.
Certainly will.
All right, thanks. Yeah, it seems to me, you know, when I looked at this stuff today, it seemed to me that I was seeing a real trend, not just one or two reports. It appears to be a trend now in the media. it appears that there is a shift toward just reporting the UFO event. And not making fun of it, and not giving us some kind of silly nonsense about it. Look, I want to give you an example that I think is a good example of sort of how this works. It's not related to UFOs. It's a different thing. There's a story. You can go to Yahoo News, and I think it'll be in the click on science, and then anthropology. And you'll see a story there about a tribe of people living in South America in the rainforest, and they've never been contacted by modern humans. So what they wanted to do in order to try and protect the rainforest is to prove that this tribe exists, and there are other tribes like them. So what they did is they took a helicopter and they flew over the village. Now, in flying over the village, they got photographs. There's something about the photograph that is on that story. You can go take a look at it. I'll describe it after the break. There's something about it that tells us a lot about the UFO situation. It's not even related to UFOs. Not directly. But there's something about that photograph that tells a story. I'll tell you about it when we come back, all right? Kevin Smith Show, Open Line Live. Anywhere in the world, you can get in touch with me, and you can make your comments or ask your questions. We'll be back right after this.
Nowhere, somewhere, anywhere. And when I'm lonely, I can always close my eyes and see your face. Can't you see? I want to be nowhere, somewhere, anywhere with you. Nowhere, somewhere, anywhere. She's laying, looking at the clouds roll by and staring into space. I'm singing songs about the sun until she's gone without a trace. Can't you see? I want to be nowhere, somewhere, anywhere. Somewhere, anywhere.
Kevin Smith Show audience is anxious to do business with those who support the show. Sponsoring the Kevin Smith Show is just plain smart. Get your free media kit emailed to you today by sending an email to adinfo@kevinsmithshow.com. That's ADINFO at kevinsmithshow.com.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
All right, it is Open Line Live. We've been talking about the topics, the subjects that I brought to the table, but we don't have to. We can talk about whatever is on your mind, and all you have to do to change the topic is pick up the telephone and dial 1-800-289-1092, 1-800-289-1092. If you're outside of our toll-free area, that toll-free area is the USA and Canada. So if you're outside of that, no matter where you are in the world, you can call in using Skype. All right? Now, the way you do that is you download the software from Skype.com, and then you just type in this show's address, which is kevin.smith.show. That's the Skype address. And we'll answer your call. You can talk to us, all right? So anywhere in the world, it doesn't cost you a dime, doesn't cost you a penny. It doesn't cost you anything to call. All right. I told you I was going to discuss this story and the photograph about this tribe that has not been contacted by modern humans ever. Now, what they did, they want some people trying to save the rainforest, and they wanted to document that there are uncontacted tribes of people living in the rainforest, and we should not destroy any more of the rainforest. And I think that's a very, very noble cause. I think that's a very important cause. But they flew over the location where the tribe lives in the rainforest. And they flew over with a helicopter and were taking photographs. Now, there's a photograph of three of the men. There are several photographs, fascinating photographs there. But there's one where you have three of the men. It looks like three men. Two of them are apparently warriors. They are painted from head to toe with red, some kind of substance that they've painted on their bodies to make them red. One of them is not painted, and he's standing back. He's black. The others are red. But the two warriors are standing on the ground. Now, this is just a helicopter, right? I mean, no big deal. They're standing on the ground. They have their bows and arrows drawn, getting ready to fire at the helicopter, getting ready to shoot at the helicopter with their bows and arrows. What does that have to do with UFOs and disclosure? Well, remember, you know, you hear the skeptics, the debunkers, you hear them say this all the time. Well, if these are really extraterrestrials and they, you know, are serious, if this is real, why don't they just land on the White House lawn and make themselves known? Look at that picture, will you? Look at the picture of those tribesmen getting ready to shoot the helicopter. That's why. Because that's the way much of the Earth responds to UFOs, just like those primitive tribesmen. That's a picture of us. That's a picture of how we respond, maybe not you and certainly not me, but we humans. That's the way we respond when a UFO is overhead. We go get our missiles and our rockets, and we plan to shoot them. Or out in the countryside, the good old boys go get their shotguns, and they're going to shoot the thing. Just like that. If you were in that helicopter, would you land in that village? If you did, you'd probably get killed. If you were in that helicopter, you would not land when you look down and see what's in that picture. When you look down and see that, you're not going to land. You're, no matter how good your intentions may be, maybe you've got a doctor on board that could, you know, give the people medical attention and maybe cure some of the things that are killing these people. Maybe you've got someone on board that could help them to have a better way to waterproof their roof. And maybe, you know, make life a little bit better for them. You've got technology on board the helicopter that you could share with them that would help them. But when you fly over and see that, you can't land. You can't share technology with them. Why? Because they are hostile to you. And why? Well, you're in a machine they don't have, they don't understand, and it's frightening to them. That's why. And we're in pretty much that same bowl of soup worldwide when it comes to UFOs. And so, you know, if this acclimation agenda is really afoot, if this is what's really going on, I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing because, obviously, go back to the helicopter and the tribesmen. Go back to that for a minute. Obviously, it would be in the tribesmen's best interest not to start killing people in those helicopters. Obviously, those helicopters, even though they're not military helicopters, they represent a technology way in advance of those tribesmen. And if the people in those helicopters wanted to be hostile, they could wipe these tribespeople out. Translated into the UFO phenomena. Obviously, whoever it is that's flying those things has technology way, way beyond ours. It's not a good thing to shoot at them. If they really wanted to, I'm persuaded they could make life difficult or extinct on this planet. So, you see, us in a helicopter in relation to those tribesmen sort of gives us a little vignette of the problem that extraterrestrials have in trying to have any kind of real relationship with us, because there's a whole lot of tribesmen among us that go get their bows and arrows and want to shoot at them. If I were in a UFO and I looked down and saw all the stuff that we try to do to them, I don't think I'd want to land. Now, the other side of the coin is apparently there are some of them in UFOs that are doing things to us. You know, the abductions and the experiments and that kind of stuff, that's not too cool. And, you know, somehow we've got to get the message to them to stop it. It's not a cool thing. If you come into my bedroom and take me out of here against my will, that's not going to be cool. And if I wake up during the process, that's going to be really rough on a lot of people around me. Extraterrestrial or not, I call that kidnapping. So, you know, both sides of this equation have some work to do here. But I think that, I think the press has turned a corner in reporting on UFOs. It appears so. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be some of the ridiculous nonsense that we've seen in the past. Doesn't mean there won't be some of that yet in the future. There will be. Some people just can't learn because they've decided not to. And they're not going to give up old habits. But, you know, there was a time when we didn't see anything serious in the press about UFOs. It was all tongue-in-cheek, ha-ha-ha, ridiculous nonsense. Blithering, idiotic blather. And it seems that the press now has turned a corner, and it seems so internationally. And I think that is a bigger story than the UFOs right now. I think that's a bigger story because it does seem to me that it confirms that the agenda is on. It seems to confirm or to corroborate the story that Dr. Michael Sala released to the world, and I think it's an important thing. I think it's a big development. Caller, are you willing to hang on through the break?
Yes.
All right, just hang in there. You won't hear anything once the break begins, but just hang on. You're on hold, and I'll get you first up after the break. I think it's a very, very, very important thing that has happened, and I hope that it continues. I hope these are not just coincidences, these reports being serious and straight journalism. I hope it's something that stays with us. And we're, you know, time will tell. We'll have to see, but time will tell whether this is, in fact, a turning of the corner by the world's press, by the world's media. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going straight to the telephone line, and I'm interested in whatever is on your mind. It's Open Line Live here at the Kevin Smith Show.
Hold
most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, open line live. Let's go to the telephone caller. You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, Kevin, this is Trey in Atlanta again. I want to mention one thing about that picture. My dad mentioned that just because now that we've the tribe has seen us on our helicopter, we've pretty much changed that tribe's history. We're going to be part of their history now if they're going to continue to have a history. Kind of like, you know, when we saw the UFOs. Well, once we saw the UFOs, that changed us, and we're not going to be the same. Kind of like some female scientist went to some tribe she visited for a year, and then she came back a year later, and just from her visiting and observing, the tribe was totally different because she introduced herself to that area.
Oh yeah, it does make a difference, and there will be stories and lore, and the chief has to come up with explanations, and the shaman has to come up with explanations now for that thing they saw in the sky, and that forever changes that tribe.
Yeah. Well, actually, Kevin, I actually forgot the real reason I called in. It was probably something to do with disclosure, but I won't take up the line anymore since I've lost my mind and forgot where I called. Anyway, y'all have a good evening.
Thanks for the call. I've lost my mind, he says. Okay. Well, I don't think you've lost your mind. Maybe your train of thought has left the station, but I don't think you've lost your mind, Trey. Thanks for the call. The very fact of the helicopter flying over the tribe and now they've seen it has changed them forever. And if they never see another helicopter, there will always be in their lore a story about the day they saw the great iron bird or whatever they're going to call it. And, it forever changes them, as UFOs have changed us. Things that we don't understand are paranormal. Paranormal simply means things for which we have no scientific explanation yet. That's what paranormal is all about. And we need to understand that... you know, we think we've got the world figured out. Those tribesmen think they have the world figured out, and from their point of view, they do. All of a sudden, something is introduced for which they have no explanation. To us, it's merely technology and aerodynamics. To them, it may be something very paranormal. And we're in that same relationship to UFOs. To us, it looks paranormal. To us, it's beyond our technological ability. We can't explain how they do the things they do. We can't explain, you and I. Now, there may be some people high up in science or military or somewhere that can explain it. But you and I, we can't explain how do they do what they do. Make right-angle turns at a very high rate of speed. How do you do that? How do you just blink out of existence? I mean, they're there and then blink, they're gone. How do they do that? We don't know. So to us, to a great many people, this is paranormal. Well, that's because we don't have a good scientific explanation for how they do it. How do they travel? You know, all the way across the universe to get here. We don't have an explanation for that. And so we call it paranormal. But paranormal simply means we don't have a scientific explanation for this phenomenon. That doesn't mean there isn't one. It means that it's beyond the boundaries of our understanding. In relation to these UFOs, we are in pretty much the same position those tribesmen were in relation to that helicopter. And we have to understand that simply because we don't understand how it all works now doesn't mean we won't understand it in the future. In the future, people are going to laugh and scoff and make fun of the debunkers in the way the debunkers have done to people who simply report what they've seen. That will happen. How do I know that? Well, you know, back in the days when we were just beginning to have steam engines and steam engine locomotives for trains, there was all kinds of debate about if a train were a scientist. Scientists now wrote articles about if a train were to go faster than 20 miles per hour, all the passengers in it would die because all the oxygen would rush out of the car. Can you believe it? Now, that was some of the debunking and the establishment science position back then. How stupid can you be? Well, you can be pretty stupid, actually, if you're human. We've proven it time and time again. We humans can be pretty doggone stupid. And we laugh at the stupid statements by establishment scientists in the past. We shall again. As we begin to cross the boundaries of our understanding, when Dr. Michio Kaku was on this show, I brought that up. I said, would it be fair to say that the things we call the laws of physics really are not laws, but they are descriptions of our understanding? They are descriptions of our understanding of how things work. And he said, yes, that's accurate. And I pointed out, just as Einstein stepped over the boundary and came up with a whole new theory called the general theory of relativity and the special theory of relativity, he stepped over the boundaries of his time. And now that's the new boundary. He was ridiculed at the time, but now that's the new boundary. Someone will step over that. Someone will find a way over that. And we'll have a whole new understanding, and there'll be entirely new technology based on it. And we will chuckle. We will laugh at the ridiculers of our day. That's coming. It's already beginning to happen. When I was in college, up until the time I was in college, we and beyond, we were told there are no other stars with planets around them. We have the best telescopes anywhere, and we've looked everywhere, and there are no stars around any other planets. Now, we know that's not true. As of 1995, all of those old textbooks have been proven false. And now we can chuckle. Now we can laugh at the people who laughed at those of us who said there are other planets out there. We haven't seen them yet, but they're out there. Now it's almost a cottage industry to discover new planets. Things are changing, and they're changing rapidly. And I think you can see it in these news stories that we've talked about here tonight. One thing that hasn't changed is how much time we have for this show. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, So long, everybody.